Over the past few weeks, CHCCS Superintendent Dr. Naya Hamlet has received feedback from students and staff that the pandemic has worsened mental health both in and out of the classroom.
Many educators are saying, you know, it's only a few weeks into the school year or into the first quarter, and it already feels like March.
She said many students are having a hard time feeling connected after returning to school, and that the transition in and out of remote learning has not been an easy one.
Also, just after being in social isolation for over a year, where we know that students are still dealing with struggles in this area as it pertains to dealing with mental health concerns such as stress and anxiety and depression.
While these mental health concerns are pressing, Hamlet said CHCCS is lucky to have significant mental health supports which are currently being expanded.
For example, we are training additional support staff in middle and high school on small group counseling techniques. And there are actually small group counseling sessions that are offered at our middle and high schools to support our students dealing with stress and complex traumas.
She said CHCCS also has mental health specialists at its high schools and is currently looking to add more to the district's middle schools. At the CHCCS school board meeting Thursday night, Hamlet said she'll be sharing information about how the district will continue to support the well-being of its educators and students.
Because the feedback that we've received from students and parents, as well as staff, has been just spot on and very eye-opening about what they're experiencing. So you'll see and the community will hear everything from ways to better align our professional development to potential changes to our calendar where we can incorporate some mental wellness days for our school community.
Over the coming months, the Board of Education recommends that the superintendent develop a school-based mental health plan to include a mental health training program and suicide risk referral protocols. You can learn more about the district's student health services plans at chccs.org. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.